Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you got the best quality meat. So, let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
Rampages are often sudden, senseless, and incredibly deadly. On April 15, 2002, a man was sentenced for the rampage he committed that cost five individuals their lives. A motiveless rampage that left so many questions in its wake. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. On December 30th, 1999, a group of employees and football fans packed the halls of the Radisson Bay Harbor Hotel in Tampa, Florida, working and watching the big bowl game when suddenly their cheers and merriment were disrupted by the sounds of gunshot. Without saying a word, a 36-year-old housekeeper named Silvio Izquierdo Leyva walked into the building and opened fire. According to the sources, at the time of his rampage, two of his relatives were inside the hotel and amongst the crowd. There was his niece, Diana, who was in the hotel lobby just after 3 p.m. with her mother, Angela, Silvio's sister-in-law, who were both housekeepers at the hotel as well. Diana would later say that she heard the first gunshot while standing there getting her paycheck. She and her mother hid in the office and watched as, to their shock, Silvio walked past the door armed with a weapon, killing four coworkers as well as a fifth victim while trying to escape. Silvio, with two guns taken from his vehicle, stalked through the hotel hallways, unleashing a barrage of bullets as people dove behind doors and hid under furniture. Seeming to target fellow employees rather than guests, he left behind the body of a man lying draped over a blue lounge chair by the pool, two more near the employee's entrance, sprawled in front of a minivan, and another right near the registration desk in the lobby. Three others were shot as well, but thankfully, managed to survive the horrific attack that took mere moments to complete. Those who perished inside the hotel were Eric Pedroso, 29, Barbara Carter, 55, Jose R. Aguilar, 40, and George C. Jones, 44. According to Todd Hixton, a friend of Barbara Carter's, who worked at the hotel for 15 years, she had been sitting next to a fellow employee when Silvio approached and fired at her from point-blank range with just about 2 feet separating her and the muzzle of the gun. He then pointed the weapon at another employee, stared for a moment, and then walked away without a word. Todd also claimed that most of the workers, who got their paychecks early due to the upcoming New Year's holiday, were in a jovial mood, and that Silvio gave no warnings or indication of what was to come. Then, while trying to escape the scene, Silvio managed to get into a stolen vehicle, drove it to West Tampa, abandoned it next to the famed La Teresita restaurant, and then shot and killed a motorist who refused to get out of her car. She was 56-year-old Dolores Perdomo, who had just received her first Florida's driver's license just 2 months prior. Stealing another vehicle, this time without incident, and even thanking the driver for getting out in a prompt manner, Silvio sped off only to find himself cornered by police just minutes later. Quietly giving himself over, Silvio Escuerdo Leyva was arrested and charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder. Hours later, during a press conference, the Tampa police chief stated that their killer, a Cuban refugee who had only been working at the hotel for a few months, was refusing to talk with police, and that his motive for the shooting was still a mystery. However, when speaking with the family who knew him, they claimed that, following a visit back to Cuba, Silvio returned to Florida a changed man. Claiming he began the years-long journey into becoming a Santero, a priest in the Santeria religion, though the religion itself has some dark practitioners, they say that Silvio never showed any signs of violence, nor any indications of what he would be capable of. Described as a hard worker who didn't even drink, the only run-ins with law enforcement that Silvio had were a few traffic citations from when he first entered the country in Mobile, Alabama. Moving to Tampa and living with his deceased brother's family, who later had him move out, many wondered if those family members who worked at the hotel were the real targets of his rampage. The only real indication of what was to come came from one co-worker, Dolly Guzman, who claimed that, on the day of the murder, he seemed, quote, weird, and didn't respond kindly when she tried to speak with him. Also charged with 3 counts of armed carjacking, Silvio Izquierdo Leyva pleaded guilty, and in doing so, kept his motive for the crimes a mystery. According to some of the sources, though, the former hotel worker allegedly told doctors that he could hear evil voices, and that he thought his co-workers were laughing at him behind his back because they thought he was gay. Because 6 doctors agreed that he suffered from severe mental illness at the time of the rampage, the death penalty was taken off the table, and Silvio was sentenced to life in prison without the chance for parole on April 15th, 2002. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on April 16th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon, or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.